This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as you Emmys, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's not here with us today. He's got the day off. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for him today. If you'd like to join us online, stick to the topic. We'll be glad to take your call. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to find us online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, that's B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1, on Twitter. I'm the guy that the Muslims would refer to as the Allah that infidel warned you about. I believe that the Bible is the authoritative word of God, and I'm coming to you live here from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, which some people mock me for, but apparently they don't know their own history. They don't understand the history of America and how every state is supposed to be its own sovereign. They only associate themselves under the United States for specific purposes, but each state is to be its own sovereign country. And many would reference, I would reference very clearly that our southern forefathers understood that quite well, and especially someone like a General Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. They understood that the state they were residing in was their country. That was what they were there to defend, and the people of that country. And so that's who I identify myself with. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm just a South Carolinian. And I'm very proud of that heritage. Actually, not proud. I'm very thankful for that heritage because my heritage is rooted far beyond the Civil War, hundreds of years back, into the founding of America, where Christians escaped religious persecution to establish a new land in which Christianity was the foundation. It was the building block upon which society was built here in America. With that in mind, of course, the big news out today, you heard it at the top of the hour, you've been hearing it all day, is the shooting that took place in Vegas. We've had a couple of articles up there on the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, lone shooter in Las Vegas. Police confirm one suspect is down, reportedly fired from hotel room. And, of course, the reports that we're getting is that he has also committed suicide there. Article I just posted not too long ago, police claim they don't know the belief system of the Las Vegas shooter, but the Islamic State claims responsibility. And one I've just completed will be posted here sometime during the show is in with regard to this lady, his girlfriend, apparently, Mary Lou Danley. You'll see this interview with a girl who was in Vegas, 21 years old, celebrating her birthday with friends. and talking about a woman pushing her way to the front who was Hispanic. She was apparently with another Hispanic man, or Hispanic looking, let me say it that way. And they came about 45 minutes before the shooting began, and as a result, they were trying to tell the people, you're all going to die. And this was about 45 minutes before the shooting. And she was fighting her way to the front. So she wasn't just out there shouting out and got in a fight with somebody. She was just shouting this out to the people. So you'll see that in just a little bit. I'll make reference to it in the next segment, but I'm kind of warming up. That's a way I want to go, at least here in the second segment. Draw your attention to some of that, because this has largely gotten lost in the mainstream media. They are not covering that aspect at all. I don't think they're covering any of the Islamic references that are being there. They are in a few places, but usually that's overseas. It's in the UK. It's not here, which is kind of strange, because the UK is known just as much for whitewashing Islam as the American media is as well. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, veteran arrested after threatening to kill congressman and police in bloodbath. Apparently pulled out a gun, stuck it in his mouth when the police arrived, pulled the trigger. It wasn't loaded. I don't know what's going on there. Of course, we're continuing in the ongoing saga of this mess that is the NFL, the protests, and all of this kind of stuff. One thing missing in the NFL in America by Jesse Lee Peterson. Look, let the guys do what they want to do. Stop supporting the NFL if you don't like it. Just stop supporting it. Guy wants to get on his knee and he wants to be disrespectful, and let him be disrespectful. Okay? Just leave it alone. Don't give him any airtime. I really don't want to write anything about it, because I don't think it's worth giving any airtime for. Also, boy, this guy Tillerson, he's a piece of work, isn't he? Secretary of State Rex Tillerson shamefully calls the Kurdish vote for independence illegitimate. That's at sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's amazing to me that they will recognize all of this other stuff as legitimate forms of government. But when people do exactly like what our forefathers did and want to rule themselves, they want to govern themselves, they don't want to be under an oppressive regime. And you say, well, Iraq is not that. We liberated it. No. We set up puppet governments. And all of these places we go in that we claim that we liberate, it's the tyrants that come in there and do their thing. Is nobody paying attention to what's going on? We are liberating people over there in the Middle East. We're not. We need to get our nose out of that mess. We need to get our people out of that mess. It is a quagmire. It is drawing us into more debt. It is costing us our sons and daughters. And I would say, in large measure, a lot of our actions are just plain unconstitutional over there. Okay? You want to send your kids to go die over there for something that's unlawful? Knock yourself out. But I'm not sending my kids over there for it. You say, well, you're a coward. No, I'll fight the tyrants who are here before I fight them over there. Okay? I'll fight them alongside my kids here. If we're going to die, we'll die defending us, my neighbors, my family, those who are citizens alongside of me, rather than over there. Let those people deal with it themselves. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. South Korea braces for a possible EMT or EMP from North Korea. They're saying they could knock out their entire financial system and be devastating. Of course, that could happen anywhere that's done. Spain and Iraq face off against seceding states and calls for independence. Well, of course they are. They want to control the people. And the people are most free where they're governing themselves the most local. That's why.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Liberty. You want to join in at any time, the phone number to call in is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Part of the things that we're dealing with in this shooting are a number of stories, and of course, whenever something like this takes place, what we have is a lot of people who are giving you different information from all over. So when we have that, what goes on is sometimes you get misinformation. You're getting information that's partial. You're getting it sometimes by the eyewitness. Things happen fast. I get it. But there is one young lady who was out in Vegas for her 21st birthday. Brianna Hendricks is her name. And she provided an interview to the local affiliate out there. You can see I had to pull the interview. There's an interview that's the whole thing, but for some reason I can't find that, so I'm having to pull it from the two clips that are the interview with her. She was at this concert on Sunday evening, and one of the things that she said was, she said there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue and into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we were all going to die tonight. None of us knew that it was going to be serious. She had been messing with the lady in the front of her and telling her she was going to die, that we're all going to die. And they escorted her out to make her stop messing around with all the other people, but none of us knew it was going to be serious. This is what she told the reporter there in the interview. She claimed the lady was with a male companion and that the couple appeared to be Hispanic. Now, one of the interesting things that we know is that the Las Vegas police had said that they were looking for Mary Lou Danley, who is allegedly the girlfriend of the shooter. And this woman is 62 years old. She's from the Philippines. Now, the Philippines gets a mixture of people. They get those of Latino descent. They have obviously Asian. We call them Polynesian. And sometimes you get that mixture. And sometimes, depending on the genetics that are mixed together, sometimes those who are Latino descent look somewhat like Asian, and Asian looks somewhat like Hispanic. I mean, that's just, I've met people like that all the time. So the description is, this is what they look like. The interesting thing is that Brianna said that the couple was Hispanic. So Mr. Paddock, he is obviously a Caucasian gentleman, okay, or was. So it begs the question of what's going on here. And I'll tell you why. Because the reports that we have now is, one, there are several things that we need to keep in mind here. One is the Philippines is a hotbed for Islam. Not radical Islam, Islam. We need to call it what it is. I was telling a friend that before we got, I got on the air. Conservatives need to quit referring to Islamic jihadis, people who commit murder and crimes of all sorts in the name of Allah. We need to quit calling them radicals. They're devout Islamists. That's all they are. Okay? The Philippines is a hotbed for that stuff. If you recall, I believe it was earlier this year, the Philippines were put under martial law. And they were going to deal with the Islamists there. Our own special forces have helped, you know, pound them, if you will. Help the Philippines pound those guys. And we know that back in May, the Islamic State put out a propaganda video, and they were calling for lone wolf attacks. Now, there is no such thing as a lone wolf, okay? Let's just put that to bed. There's not. All of these guys are tied to jihad, which is tied to Islam. It is. That's what it is. If you're wanting to make it lone wolf, you're missing the bigger picture of what's going on here, okay? But they were calling for these lone wolf attacks in Vegas. In Vegas. And Islam is not a race. It is an ideology. Yes, there are religious aspects to it, but it's political. It is a political ideology. And by the way, Christianity bears all of that because it has implications for politics and government, as well as the fate of morality and what God has said and what he's told us to do and all of these kinds of things. But it is an ideology, and so therefore it knows no specific ethnic group, although it's largely predominant in the Middle East among those people. But look, you can find all kinds of Caucasian guys who have gone full Islam. I mean, we've got one there on the front page of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, American citizen found guilty of helping Al-Qaeda launch suicide attack against the U.S. base. That guy's, he's as Caucasian as I am. He's got a messed up ideology because he's following Islam. But there's plenty of Caucasian people who get into that. There are Asians who get into it. There is a ton of Africans who are into Islam. Okay? It's not a race. It's an ideology. So when these people, these useful idiots come out and they say, you're a racist because you're opposed to Islam or Sharia law, that's just nonsense. It's an ideology. I would say it's further than that. It's the doctrines of demons. And while we can know about it and know what it is, and we should, especially in our culture, because it's becoming more and more prevalent that we're being inundated with that stuff. We should know exactly what it is. We should know the truth and be able to discern exactly what Islam is. It is the doctrines of demons. So, with that said, we have this Ms. Danley. Now, the interesting thing is Las Vegas police earlier this morning said that they were seeking her. Said they had a tweet that went out. Mary Lou Danley is being sought for questioning regarding the investigation of the active shooter incident. And they're asking people to call. One of the things the Daily Mail reported was that she had been ruled out as a person of interest in the mass shooting attack. And why was that? Because she's currently out of the country. though it's unclear exactly where she is. We don't know where she is. But we know Paddock used her slot card to gamble in the hotel that he was in Las Vegas for 3 days prior to the shooting. Now, Mr. Paddock's brother had told CBS News that Danley was his brother's girlfriend, that they had met her, or that he had met her 3 to 4 times. He said they might have gotten married. I mean, after all, it's Las Vegas, right? People do that stuff all the time, and it's pretty short-lived most of the time. But he said she's just his girlfriend. She's a nice lady. I've met her 3 or 4 times. She's got a Facebook page. She sends my mom cookies. Okay. Well, maybe she is a nice lady. I don't know. But what I want you to pay attention to here is this. That interview in which the young girl is talking about this Hispanic lady pushing, and look, you've got the picture there. You can see it. Sons of Liberty Media, the article's up now. You can see her. She has this Hispanic look. Now, the ladies that she's with in the picture, at least one of them looks like she's more of the Asian, you know, persuasion. She got more of those genetics in her than Miss Danley did. But she does have that appearance. And that could easily be mistaken. I mean, this young 21-year-old girl is not saying she's an expert in ethnicities and things of that nature. She's at a concert. This lady pushes forward and says, "You're all going to die tonight." Now, Brianna said that she left about 10 minutes before the shooting. By the time they got back to their hotel, the shooting had begun. And it freaked her out. Okay? So, we come to this question. This is something I want you to think about because you have to look long and hard to find this interview in the first place. It's virtually not in American mainstream media, even though it was covered locally. But like so many things, it gets buried. If you remember some of the things from the past, whether it was 9/11 or the shooting down off the coast there, what was the flight? I forget the flight number, but many of you will recall it years ago, and there were local reports of seeing a missile go up. They claimed hit the plane. So, but then all that stuff got scrubbed. It got buried. It was lost. This is one of those things that's not getting out there. But you can see this at sonslibertymedia.com. The question that I have is this. We're being told in the media that Mr. Paddock, we don't know his belief system, but he has a history of some kind of mental stuff, okay? Psychological stuff. The question is this. Is Ms. Danley the same woman who was trying to win the crowd, or was there another woman? If there's another woman, then this seems to be more than just one guy becoming a psychopath and murdering people. On the other side of the break, we'll pick some stuff up. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to join at any time, please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet, so we're talking the Las Vegas shooting. Love to have you call in and give me your thoughts on some of the information I've just presented to you. 1-866-582-9933. I told you that police had said that they don't yet know the belief system of Stephen Paddock. But now remember, if you recall, there were shouts of Allahu Akbar back, what was it, a year or two ago when the person, you know, drove down the Las Vegas Strip and they were hitting people and the media, and it seemed those who were policemen were trying to whitewash that out of the story. I mean, this is becoming commonplace here in America. Islam is, for some reason, I think the reason is very clear if you listen to the Sons of Liberty radio. The reason is we've turned our back on the true God. And as a result, we're allowing foreign gods in. That is part of the judgment of God. Read Israel. I mean, read Old Testament Israel. They would do that. They would let the foreign gods in. In fact, that's why God says that the men were not to marry foreign women, because they would, you know, their hearts would be turned toward their wives and they'd be prone to worship foreign gods. Look at King Solomon. For goodness sake, the man was the wisest man who ever lived. God granted him wisdom to rule his people. And yet, what did he do with it? He went and threw it all away for all of those women, many of whom were foreign, who led him after foreign gods. I mean, he was building temples to foreign gods, this one who had asked God for wisdom to rule his people. This was Solomon. Now, if the wisest man in the world who's ever lived, as far as I'm concerned, He's given wisdom to judge and rule the people. If he can fall into that, how much more you and I? And so we have to be on guard about that. But we see this. This is part of the judgment of God that comes. There's foreigners who come in, and these kinds of things happen, and they begin to take over. And instead of those who are God's people being the head and the foreigners being the tail, it's reversed. And God says he will make us the tail. He'll make them the head. And so that's why we, folks, we need to examine ourselves. We need a day of repentance ourselves as God's people to examine ourselves in light of what God has said, cry out to him for mercy, cry out to him for true repentance. God, you know, the Bible tells us God grants repentance. And yes, I know some of you people don't believe it, but God is the one who grants faith, too. It's a gift from God. Ephesians 2:8-9. It is a gift from God. Being regenerated, brought to life, is a gift from God. Repentance is a gift from God. All of that, every bit of the work God does within us is a gift to us from him. It is not of ourselves. We cannot muster those things at all. But getting back to the story, the belief system, police say, we don't know. We don't know what that is. We know he lives here. We've got a little bit of information on him. But we don't know all this, you know, belief system background, because I think because a lot of that was coming out, that the Islamic State had put out that video, and they took it serious. They took it real serious, in fact, when they put it out back in May. Now, the Islamic State came out and they called Paddock a soldier of the Islamic State. That's how they referred to him. They said, the Las Vegas attacker is a soldier of the Islamic State in response to calls to target coalition countries. They also said that he had converted to Islam several months ago. Now, Paddock's brother says that's not true. But the reality is this. His brother had not seen him in a while. So how does he even know? You say, well, they got phones, they have internet, they have Facebook. Maybe. But even by his own testimony, he says he hadn't seen, talked to him in a while. How would he know whether or not he had been converted or not? I'm not saying he was. I'm just saying, how would he know? Now, Reuters reported that two unnamed U.S. officials discounted that claim by the Islamic State, said that Paddock had a history of psychological problems. Well, usually those things do accomplish many of the followers of, or do follow along many of the followers of Islam. That is true. That's just true. We have documented stories where there is just some bizarre behavior that goes on with some of these people. And they say there's no evidence that links Paddock to the Islamic State or that the Islamic State was behind the shooting, except for maybe that propaganda video that was put out in May. That idea, I don't know. Don't you think that's evidence that this is coming months ahead of time? That might be a link. You think, guys? I mean, I'm not buying into everything the government tells me anyway, because they've been known to lie to our face time and time again. And those who were out of office now who lied to our face are sort of being covered, you know, covered by who's in office now. You don't see Hillary Clinton up for prosecution, do you? Barack Hussein Obama, Satori Sabarka, you don't see him in any cuffs, do you? Mm-hmm. You don't see Leon Panetta being perp walked, do you? For saying all he needs to act militarily is an international coalition. Constitution is irrelevant. We don't need to take that to Congress. You don't see any of that stuff going on. So pay attention. Pay attention. But let me remind you, in May, ISIS did call, the Islamic State did call for attacks on the Vegas Strip. 44-minute video they put out doing that. They wanted somebody to attack the people of Vegas. Know that our war with our enemy is an all-out war, and the interests of the enemy can be easily targeted. That was one of the English subtitles to that video that was in Arabic. And then they also said, make sure they are preoccupied with their own safety. Now listen to this. Make sure they are preoccupied with their own safety, thus diverting their attention away from your caliphate. In other words, they want you to fear. Just as Muhammad said, to use terror against the enemy, the infidel. Now look, folks, I am not terrified of Islam or jihadis. I'm not. But there is a sense in which I'm wanting to be prepared should one show up. There's a tremendous difference in that. I mean, does anybody think that because anybody in our military wear body armor and they carry guns, that they're somehow fearful? There may be fear there. There may be some of that. I'm not denying some of that. There's tremendous courage, too. If you don't believe me, you really need to go one time and listen to somebody like Chris Pronto, one of the guys who helped in Benghazi. He's featured in the movie 13 Hours. Listen to him tell the story. It's like he goes right back into it. There's no doubt that there is a level of fear there, but he overcomes it with great courage. I'm sure there's a lot of men just like him who do that. So I'm not saying we should be fearful of these people. One, I think our weapons are primarily not carnal. We need to go and take the gospel to the gates of hell, which is where Islamists reside. We need to take the gospel there. God has his people among those people that need to be converted, and they're only going to be converted if they get the gospel, okay? That's it. And that requires you and I. We're the foot soldiers in that. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be prepared to defend against their kind of physical attacks, too. All right? But notice what this guy says. Let them be preoccupied with their own safety. Let them do that while we grow, because it diverts the attention away from our caliphate, from growing the Islamic State. And this is what these guys warned of in May. So we have the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Captain Christopher Darcy. When he heard it, he said, I think anytime somebody goes on the internet and makes a threat that they're going to conduct a lone wolf or any type of attack, it's our responsibility to view it as a credible threat. I would agree. He went on, it would be irresponsible not to take any threat as credible, especially when made by a group such as ISIS, who has in fact carried out attacks in the past, of course. But now we're getting the thing of, well, there's no evidence that the Islamic State is behind this. Didn't you guys just get this video like a few months ago? And you don't call that any evidence at all? I'm not saying it is. I mean, you know, my thought is maybe you got Antifa going on. Maybe that's what's happening here. Or it could just be some psycho guy who has people warning people 45 minutes before the shooting that they're all going to die. I don't think it's just one guy by himself. I don't think that at all. These are just some things for you to think on. These are things that are out there in the media and that we pay attention to. Now, one of the odd things about it being tied to Islam is that Paddock allegedly commits suicide, and in large measures in an event like this, Islamists prefer to go out guns blazing, dying in martyrdom in the midst of jihad. So there is this odd part here with that. But again, I ask you, the situation with Ms. Danley, if she's the one who went and warned the people, it's obviously more than anything else. If she's not, there's something else. Other side of the break, I'm going to pick up one last thing on Bunny Ranch. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Liberty, final segment today. All right, we've talked Las Vegas shooting. I don't have any callers. I'm not going to take any callers here in the final segment. So, you know, you had your chance. Not taking any calls. But I did want to throw one thing in for you on Bundy Ranch. Now, if you were with us Friday, we had Deb Jordan from Guerrilla Media Network on. You'll know her as Pete Santilli's co-host. Pete Santilli, for you who are not familiar with him, he is a reporter. He had a radio show up in Ohio and would go to Bundy Ranch. He would go to the I don't even know how you pronounce that thing. Wildlife Refuge up in Oregon when the stand took place there, the occupation up there with the Bundys. And he would cover that. He would basically report in an unfiltered fashion as best he could to get around the FBI, because they were constantly jamming his signal, shutting down his YouTube channel, and all this other. But what Pete tried to do was to report the news as it was happening. Just let it live stream. Let the people see and hear what was going on. And that being, you want to talk about being unbiased in that effect, that's about as unbiased as you can be. You're just letting the camera capture what's going on. Well, we had Deb on. She gave us an update of some things that were going on. The upcoming trial of the Bundys and Pete, are along with a retrial for the third time of Eric Parker and Scott Drexler, will be coming up in a couple of weeks. And we talked about some of that. We talked about the fact that prosecutor Stephen Myrie had sought basically to gag the defense of using anything, I mean really anything of any substance, to defend themselves, pointing to the law, pointing to the criminal actions of the BLM, including that of Daniel P. Love, the special agent in charge at Bundy Ranch. By the way, FBI, Metro Police, and a host of others backed off from what was going on there because they saw that Love was out of control. And they said, we're not going to take any part in this. So we had her on Friday to talk about that. If you missed the show, please go to the webpage, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the Listen Live, and you can go to the podcast and download it and listen to it for free. But there was another motion that was filed on Thursday by Pete Santilli's attorney, Chris Rasmussen. And it was to appeal to Judge Gloria Navarro to enforce the court's order. Now, what was the court's order? Now, stop and think here just a second. Among some of the things that Stephen Myrie, the prosecutor, wanted to keep basically a gag in place on the defense about was not bringing in anything about the Oregon case. Okay? Pete and the Bundys were up there, too. The Bundy brothers. The charges were very similar to what was going on at Bundy Ranch. All of Pete's charges were dismissed, every single one of them. And every single one of the charges against the Bundy brothers and several others, they were acquitted for. I mean, they were acquitted of those charges. Okay? So it's clear that Mr. Myrie does not want that information in the heads of the juries. He wants to paint these guys as criminals without real evidence. He wants to shut down any opposition to tell the tale of what these guys were really there for. Okay? And so Mr. Rasmussen appealed to the judge to enforce the court's order not to use anything from the Oregon case involving Santilli. 14 days before trial, the government has decided to ignore this court's order, wrote Rasmussen. Santilli filed a motion to compel disclosure of discovery from the case in Oregon. The government arrogantly announced in their response, the Oregon case is not this case. It's not this case. And so Rasmussen pointed to a Judge Navarro's ruling, and he made a statement about that. Quote, the Oregon case is not relevant, especially given that the activity related to the Malheur occupation, if I'm botching that, people, sorry, it's the way it looks to me, began well after the events at issue in this case. Now, they were doing that for a specific reason, right? But the principles underlining everything are the same. They're constitutional issues on how the central government acquires land. What is public land? What can be done on public land? If you haven't followed the rules for obtaining public land, how can you enforce anything on it? Okay, the underlying things are there, but they're trying to shut that down. What Stephen Myrie and him want to do is keep the defense from talking about anything in that case while at the same time cherry-picking what they want to make people like Pete Santilli look bad. Now, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can look up hypocritical prosecutors. It's on the front page right now. Hypocritical prosecutors in Bundy Ranch trial seek to ignore court's order. If you go to that article, you'll see a video there of Pete Santilli. He's out in Burns, Oregon. He's out in the snow, and he's bullhorning the FBI. And he's basically reading them the Declaration of Independence. That's what he's doing. And here's what happened. According to the ruling there, in that Oregon case against Pete Santilli, the Department of Justice reviewed his speech and declared it to be constitutional, resulting in a dismissal of all charges. Go listen to it for yourself. This is a guy calling for incitement of rioting. He's not calling for even an overthrow of government. He's not anti-government. None of these people are. That's the way they're being promoted in the news media as, is they're anti-government. No, they want good government. They want government that stays in line of the authority that the people gave them. That's what they want. So go there and read that. Then see the list of things that Myrie is trying to shut them down from speaking about to defend themselves, and you'll see what Myrie is trying to do. He's trying to have a cage match with these guys in handcuffs. That's what he's trying to do. He's going to box them in. He's going to tape their mouth shut. He's going to bind their hands and feet. But he wants to be free. The only reason you do something like that is because you're crooked. I hope Mr. Myrie is listening. It means you're corrupt. You don't want the truth to come out. You just want to win the case, no matter what the cost is. Shame on you. You should be disbarred. The people should, and Judge Navarro lets this stuff go through, the people should be impeaching her. They should bring Mr. Myrie up on charges. Let him face the people on those charges. For his criminal actions, as far as I'm concerned, he's trying these guys, two of these guys, at least a third time, in violation of what the Constitution is supposed to protect. And I've called Mr. Myrie to ask him, what is the basis for you doing that according to the Fifth Amendment? I cannot get a response from him. I can't get a response from Judge Navarro's office. I'm not even asking him the specifics about a case. I'm just saying, where do you have the foundation to continue to try people more than once? Rasmussen is right. This is all about, he calls it poisoning the room. We know it as poisoning the well. He wants to make these guys look as bad as they can. Now, final thing, I'm going to make an appeal here. If you want to help these guys out, if you really believe in their cause, go to the article. Go to any of these Bundy Ranch articles. Scroll to the bottom. You'll see something there, a link where you can click and you can write to them. They really need the encouragement, people. They're there. They have just each other. And they love to have your letters. Write to them. Send them a letter. Their address is there in the link. Also, if you can help them, many of them are not able to provide for their families. Many of them can't afford certain things in the jail that they're in. Help them out. Okay? And then there's also the house, My Sister, My Heart, that Deb runs to help some of the ladies and the children, the wives of these men and the children of these men who are being tried as they come into town for the trials. It's a good place. It's very simple, but Deb's doing a great job with some other people in helping and setting that up to accommodate those women and children. If you want to help that, there's a link there too. They would greatly appreciate it. These guys need our support, okay? They need our support. Because the stand they're taking is not just for them. They're taking it for us, too. This is a stand about law. Not lawless. Well, there is a lawless aspect to it. It's called tyranny, where the government has overreached its bounds that we put on it by the Constitution. So, if you can, head over to Sons of Liberty Media. Look up the articles on Bundy Ranch. Scroll to the bottom. If you can help out, do that. That's all for today. In 23 hours, we'll be back to carry on whatever the day's headlines are.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.